conclusion. Could you please talk about different places where the chain of dependent origination can be broken? For example, does contact always result in vedana? And then if the intention to be conscious is to let go of, is that breaking the chain at, say, that ignorance conditioning, sankhara conditioning, vijnana? Contact always results in vedana. That's a natural part of the process of having, because contact is, say, sense contact, and whatever contact we have will always result in something that's either pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. So that that's a given. Of course, the undermining of ignorance is a breaking the chain at the very beginning. There's also an opportunity to breaking the chain at with vedana's condition, and there's the arising of tanha, of desire, and then one can relinquish or let go of tanha, or one can relinquish and let go of, with tanha as condition, there's the arising of attachment. One can also let go of attachment. So those are opportunities that we have. It's also in that whole part of desire, attachment, becoming. Those are all places where one can put a wedge in that chain of dependent origination. The letting go, the relinquishing, is a kind of a de facto opportunity to step out of that chain of the those links of cause and the effect that arises from that.